Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, as you know, we have come to 1 Peter 2:17, which is something of a summary statement to wrap up all that has gone before, beginning actually with verse 11 down through verse 17. It is a statement with four commands, four imperatives that summarize our duties that have already been laid before us in the previous verses. And the first one is honor all people. Honor all human beings. Respect them, value them, esteem them, all who were created as you are and as I am in God's image. That is irrespective of race, of skin color, of culture, of country of origin, of economic status, whatever they are. All people, honor them. Not just be courteous to them, although lack of courtesy is certainly a high degree of dishonor, but it rises above that. Honor all people, respect all people, value all people, esteem all people. And this, I think, is a commandment that is rather frequently violated by the people of God, and thus I bear down upon it for your good individually and your sanctification, your progress in holiness before the Lord, your progress in becoming more Christ-like, and for the good of the testimony of the Christian community in the world in which we live, which is watching. And that's what one of these instructions that came prior to verse 17 was all about. And this tells us, therefore, that one of the ways to have a good testimony before a watching world is to have this respectful, honoring disposition toward all people, regardless of their politics, regardless of their hostility toward us, regardless of any consideration. We are to honor all people. We'll talk more about it on this Wednesday, October 9, and we are very grateful for those whose gifts to the Beacon Broadcast enable us to continue teaching God's Word on the station. Honor all people, regardless of their political position. Honor all people, regardless of the color of their skin. Honor all people, regardless of their station in life. It is a tendency of fallen sons of Adam to pay a good deal of respect and honor to those that we consider to be above us socially, wealthier than we are, those who have a more honorable position in society than we do, but in turn to treat very dishonorably those people that we consider to be lower than we are socially. That's the way a lot of people are. You see it every day. Respectful, kowtowing to those who are in positions of authority, those who are in a position to either help us or hurt us, but those who are below us, beneath us, who are thought to be beneath us, just treat them with a great deal of discourtesy and contempt. I'm often surprised and grieved at the way I sometimes see customers in restaurants treating waitresses and waiters as if they are just the lowest people around. Now, not everybody does that. In fact, I would say not the majority of people do that, thankfully. Most people I've observed treat them with courtesy and respect. But every now and then, you see somebody who just acts like they are to be ordered around, to be disrespected, to be treated with contempt, well, surely no Christian is going to behave that way toward a waitress in a restaurant or toward anyone else in society. Not toward a waitress, not toward the people who come to do your yard or who work on your house or who pick up your trash or anybody in society. Not to the people who are buying groceries ahead of you at the grocery store with food stamps. Now, that's a whole other subject. And I am perfectly aware that there are a lot of people in our society who are abusing food stamps. And I'm convinced that our country would be far better off if we were not encouraging so much, what should I say, irresponsibility, which is often what this produces. It encourages it and produces it. I'm convinced of that, but that's a different discussion. It's a political discussion. It's a discussion for another day, and it's really not appropriate for this broadcast, which is a Bible teaching ministry, though there may be times when in teaching the Bible it will be appropriate to address that. But the individuals who are recipients of this, they're not responsible for the system, and they are human beings. You say, well, they're abusing the system. Maybe, maybe not. You don't know. But even if they are, that's a matter for law enforcement. That's a matter for fraud enforcement to deal with. And if you see a genuine case of fraud, it would be perfectly appropriate for you to report it. But in all cases, to treat the individual with courtesy and respect in your language, your tone of voice, this is what the Bible teaches us to do. Whether people are educated or uneducated, whether they are Democrats or Republicans, whether they are foreigners or Americans, whether they are righteous or are wicked, whether they are legal or illegal, honor all people. Treat them with courtesy and respect and value them as individuals. Value them as human beings who have life given to them by God. And we value such life. You know, if we would just obey this one instruction, I think it would end an awful lot of the racial conflicts that we have in our nation. And again, that's a big subject and another subject, and I'm well aware that a lot of the racial conflicts are being encouraged by professional race baiters who profit from the conflict. I'm well aware of that, and I'm sure most people are aware of that. Here I go venturing into politics, but that's true. But again, that is no excuse for us to treat people with contempt. And if we would just obey this one instruction, honor all people, regardless of who they are, that would help to defuse many of the racial conflicts we see in our nation today. And it would certainly enhance the witness of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. What this is telling us that is in our stand for truth and righteousness, which is our responsibility as Christians, we must not become disrespectful toward others. No demeaning language. No evidence of contempt. No failure to extend common courtesy and respect. No silent treatment and avoiding others. We are to honor all people. That's what God requires of us. Let us submit to the will of God. Let us demonstrate our submission to the Lord Jesus Christ by submitting to this revealed statement in His Word that tells us how He wants us to behave. Let us show that we are true followers of the Lord Jesus Christ by doing what He says. And so we are, number one, to honor all people. Number two, love the brotherhood. Now that takes the requirement a step higher, but it also narrows the focus of the people that are required as objects of this. We are to honor all people, regardless of whether they're saved or lost, whether they are in or out of the church, but we are to love the brotherhood. In other words, we are to respect them and love them, because we are to honor all people. That, of course, includes our Christian brothers. But when it comes to our Christian brothers, we are also supposed to love them. And the word here is agape, which is that strong, active love. And this is an obligation which Christ gives to Christians, his followers, in regard to all other Christians. That's the first obligation to other members of Christ's body. We are to love them with an active love. We are to be willing to wash their feet like Jesus washed the disciples' feet, not just those to whom we are attracted and in whose company we delight, but all those who are our brothers in Christ. Love the brotherhood, not just the ones that you choose to be attracted to. Every brother in Christ, starting with those in your own church. That's the place to begin. If you can't love all the people who are members of your own church, either you are in a very faulty church that is filled with people who are unregenerate and that exercises no standards and no discipline in its church membership, so that you can't be sure of the people in your church who is a believer and who is not. And you suspect that a lot of the people who are members of your church are not believers. And that's a real problem. You're in a very defective church if you're in that kind of situation. But assuming that you are in a good, solid Bible church in which the membership has given a credible testimony of faith in Jesus Christ, everyone is a requirement to come into membership, and are not living in such scandalous disregard of the laws of God that the church has dealt with them and they have been removed from the church from disobedience. So everybody in that church you can assume is a true brother in Christ, and even though you know it's possible some may not be, you can't see the heart, and you really are in no position to make that kind of judgment. You are to treat every one of them as if they are your brothers in Christ, and that means to treat them with an active, volitional, intentional, serious love toward the brethren. You know, actually, as we've found out, there are requirements to love those who are not our brothers. We are to even love our enemies. So how will we ever carry out that command to love our enemies if we can't seem to muster up the strength and the resolve to follow this command to love our Christian brother? If we can't exercise agape love toward our Christian brothers, all of them, then there's something very defective with our own Christianity. It really calls into question whether we are true children of God, according to the words of the Apostle John in 1 John. This is the mark of Christians, that you love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, said Jesus, that you love one another. We need to work on this much more diligently, humbly, and intentionally than many of us do. May God help us. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.